Hello and welcome back to another episode of On a Related Note podcast. I'm Mecca.
And I'm Mia.
And today we're going to pick back up with the Ace Attorney name puns, the part two of it. But before that, just, you know, our little story that we do beforehand. We had brunch this weekend with our grandparents and our parents at my grandma's house. And this is, what, our third brunch, I think, that we've done over the last couple of years.
Did you have one without me?
The first one was, unfortunately, while you were at school, but, I mean, you still have gone to two out of the three, so.
But the premiere.
That wasn't my fault. So, anyway, it was nice, and I ate a lot, but it didn't tear me up later, so that's a plus. I didn't have to go run into the bathroom, so.
Anyway. For some reason, I think my stomach hurt immediately after I ate, but only for a while, and then it went away like nothing happened. I was like, okay.
Well, again, that's a plus, because yeah, it could have just...
It was that orange juice.
It could have took you out of commission. Yeah, I don't know about you guys, but does anybody have, like, a citrus sensitivity?
No, it really
because
is citric acid.
I love lemonade, and I love orange juice, but sometimes it just messes my stomach up if I drink, like... Not even too much, but just if I drink
just
some.
At all.
And then I realized a couple years ago, apple juice does the same thing, but I didn't know apple was a citrus or something. Like, I don't know.
I
the
think
apple
it just
juice
has acid in it, maybe?
I guess.
Maybe not the same levels, but no, maybe it's just a different acid, but it's like at the same level. Because when I also don't know about y'all, but if you're on an empty stomach and you're like, ooh, I'm hungry, let me eat something. If you eat an apple, it hurts so bad. You might as well just go hungry. Like, that's a better sensation than eating an apple while you're hungry, like, empty inside.
What's the science behind that?
I don't know, but I feel like it is, like, the acid eating away at nothing, so that's why it hurts so bad or something.
Dang, because you already have stomach acid, and then you just,
yeah,
like,
yeah, and it's just, like, it's not colliding well if it's not a buffer with food. I don't actually know the science behind it, but I need to go find some papers because it has to be something, like...
And maybe
I can't be tripping. I can't be tweaking that bad. And it wasn't a coincidence either because I effed around and found out like three times, three separate occasions, trying to test the theory. And yeah.
to get into today's episode, hope you enjoyed the episode last time, even though it was like really long. So we're going to try. We're going to try.
Absolutely.
We promise we're going to try to not spend as much time on this one, but like no promises. If you enjoyed the other one, then maybe you won't mind, but we'll see. Anyway, we'll get into it.
Today's fidget friend for me is this phone stand, the suction phone stand that I got from my friend. I don't even remember. We were like in college sometime and she just let me have them. Because I had a green one, but he is lost to the world. So she was like, here, fill the void. So this is the fidget friend today.
That makes, on camera, you're admitting to losing like two or three different things. And that's making you look kind of fun. Anyway,
just like cheaply made anyway. Because that, it slipped from the hook. That one on me. I don't even know how I lost mine, to be honest, but because it wasn't on my phone at the time, so that was just a freak accident, and I was very sad. Shall not happen again. But anyway, shall we begin?
Yes.
All right, so there were four names that I forgot to add in the earlier listings because we were kind of doing them in a general order of the games, just, you know, to keep track of all the pictures. So we're going to speed through those couple and then pick back up. So the first name we have is Doug Swallow.
Okay.
Can you guess?
Was this the guy who swallowed poison?
No.
Well then.
He was Dahlia's ex-boyfriend, the chemistry student. So he found out that she stole some really bad chemical. So he went to go warn Phoenix.
Oh, okay. But Phoenix was the one that... okay. Well,
yeah,
then...
and then there was another character that swallowed it too that will be coming up. But his name pun is apparently don't swallow, or it could be drug swallow, because he was warning Phoenix not to drink whatever Dahlia was going to give him because it was very likely going to kill him. So
this is not a good pun.
His only real role in the game was to warn him, but then Phoenix didn't listen, and then Doug ended up... And then Phoenix ended up still falling for her tricks. Because he ate that drink. I can't believe weave. Crunchy like some ice. But yeah, that's his name pun.
I must say really, because this is, it's not hitting.
Doug Swall is the last name. Like, Doug is whatever.
I think it's because Doug is whatever. Like, Doug isn't a good enough lead in. And like, saying drug swallow or don't swallow is like a stretch on Doug. So Doug, I don't really like it.
Drugs. I mean, no, I kind of see it though. Like, I see it as the what they're trying to say the pun could be. But in general, I'm like, but yeah, I have no objections. The second one, Benjamin Ben Woodman and Trilo Quist. So they just called him Ben, but his full name was Benjamin Woodman, and I thought at the full thing because the Woodman part,
also it's a wooden puppet.
Yeah, exactly. So this name pun is, if you put their names together, Ben and Trilo Quist, ventriloquist, and he was a ventriloquist, and he had his puppet. Poor dude. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, we're not getting into
it. He was messy. But yeah. Trilo is a cute name.
If like, you just itself. Say Ben and Trilo, that those are actually like pretty solid names. Pretty now, solid. If you say his name is Trilo Quist, that is a really moment. But Ben Woodman is actually pretty solid, and Ben and Trilo. I would put this in solid.
I think I would put it in solid too, because like, low key, this is actually kind of great.
It's very obvious, but like, it's not bad.
If they would have made Ben's last name Quist or something, I think I would have been a little mad. But like, the puppet having a little crazy name, I'm not even mad at, because it's for the stage, it's for the show. They were in a circus, by the way, so. But yeah, I agree with all the testimony. Next name is Elise Dunham. I don't think I typed her anything, but her name is like a play on Dunham being like du in French, like two names, because this name is an alias, so it was to cover up her true identity. I forgot what the Elise part was referencing. Alias. It was a pun on alias, because it was Elise is from the Japanese name, like Eddie Sue or something, that was for the word alias. So the whole thing is just one big alias.
I think this is very solid. I don't... I feel like putting Inga in the top kind of makes the top seem unattainable now, because no. Like, but I mean, I kind of really like
Elise Dunham.
Yeah, I kind of really like what they did there. I want to put her like at the front of Solid Testimony, maybe, because
it's a cool name.
It's good, yeah, and it's really clever. But I don't think they cooked necessarily with that one. So it's very solid though.
Her hairstyle, it was really normal at first, but I don't understand the reference of her style there. If it's like spiritual, religious, then that's one thing, because they are religious, but like, or spiritual.
Well, she wasn't spiritual as Elise though.
Yeah, like, but maybe she was pretending
to be somebody else.
If that was her way of connecting to her family somehow, then that's why I was like, I'm not gonna say nothing, but it's just interesting. Anyway, next name, Terry Falls.
Yeah, this one isn't like immediately. So
Terry was the guy that was Dahlia's first boyfriend.
I do remember that.
His name pun was a couple things. It could be Tear Falls or There He Falls. Terry Falls, There He Falls. That's a little bit of a stretch, but that was referencing him being like the fall guy in her scheme, because he didn't really know what was going on. He was the only one kind of out of the loop, so he took the fall and it ruined his life. Another one can be that Terry is short for Walter, and Walter could be referencing Walterfall. I don't know, because that whole scheme happened above a waterfall. And then Falls could also be referencing false or flaws.
This is a lot.
It's a lot. Like, the section of the wiki that was saying this was mostly like theorizing, and it's not like, oh, Shu Takumi himself said this is what this name means. So the fact that people could pick these things up, I'm like, well, y'all thought real hard on this, but I don't really know what the pun is, but it's probably more like tear and falls is what I'm getting. Because he wasn't a crybaby, but he was kind of emotionally sensitive. To be fair, I don't blame him because this 14-year-old girl put him through a lot. And man got locked up and then he killed himself in front of everybody. So, you know. But as a pun, I'm confused a little. So
I think all the theorizing is very interesting.
The Walter one is a stretch.
I would say the jury's out just because it's not. I don't know. It's just not
pending.
It's not delivering. But I see what they. I mean, I appreciate what they try to do. I appreciate all the theories. But since there's nothing like obvious about what it means, and there's nothing official about what it means, then
Terry the falls, jury's out. Terry falls. Like I get it.
But he didn't fall off the bridge though. So
well, no, it was like as the fall guy.
Oh right. No, you did say that
he didn't fall, but like she fell.
I mean, I don't know. I appreciate it. So it's definitely not. It's not mid. But yeah, jury's out.
Yeah. All right, those were the ones that was supposed to be in the last one. But moving on, we have Pierce Snickety.
You know, I remember knowing like what the pun meant when we played it, but I'm not remembering what it meant.
So the wiki said that his name pun is persnickety because...
Yeah, because I was like, yeah, you know that word persnickety? And you were like, no. And then I was like, that was a learning moment, but...
Yeah, his former job was a surgeon and he's currently like a butler or something. So that was referencing his like personality as a, you know,
a very tedious, nitpicky person.
Yeah, exactly. Which you kind of have to be, I guess, if you're a surgeon. Yeah. You would want them to be. Pierce Snickety. I like the name. And he came off really pleasant, I think. So, like, in first impression, first meeting, so you wouldn't necessarily have thought, oh, he kind of, he doing a little too much until later in the plot. At least that's what I remember. So, I like that it was foreshadowing instead of them just being in your face like, oh, he's super nitpicky. He's super, like, this has to be this way, this has to be this way. And you ended up, like, not liking him from the start. Like, I think he was meant to be a likable character from the beginning. Until you start piecing the case together and you're like, oh, shoot. So, wait, what did we say?
I think it's solid, too.
I think it's, like, higher up solid, yeah. Though. I don't know where.
Yeah, just throw it where it's at. Because I don't have the... It's not super obvious where I want to put it, so just high up somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're getting into the... Second game with the most puns, or like they really went all out on this one. So y'all get ready for this one.
God. All right. Next we have Pat Roll, which is a pun on patrol because he was a patrol officer.
Gosh, so many of these by default have to go in really, but.
But like, I don't like the way they spelled Pat.
Like, you're deducting points for that.
Because, like, this was in Korean, so they were trying to make it feel like a foreign from America name.
They were trying to make everything look like a little... I want to say the word ethnic, but that might be incorrect, but definitely just
foreign. They just threw a bunch of, like, H's. And like, apostrophes. They were, like, sounding out words, which, you know, in some cases, that might actually be how names are spelled, but, like, not all the time. And I don't know. I felt like it was a little worn out with his name, because, like, double... H.
Pet roll.
Roll.
It's funny, but it's like it's not clever. So it definitely can't go higher than mid.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can put it there. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Like, really though. Really good. The next name, Parades a Lot. I literally just said it. Like
Parades a Lot.
Parades a Lot. Good. Grief.
I think is his real name here?
Yeah.
Okay, well then I won't say anything, but so Praise a Lot. When I first saw the word, I was like, I mean, duh, it's Praise. He prays a lot. He was training to be a monk, I believe. So he, you know, he prays a lot. He's religious. But then I also was like, you could read his last name is like a zealot as well. That's what Vicky said too. So I was like, okay, this one, nice. I mean, it's
a double pun.
Almost. It's dumb, but it's actually kind
of. They put some thought behind this one. Yeah. Instead of just being like, oh, you know, he a monk, so like, he praying.
But I think most of these are not going to go higher than mid because they just don't, like, it's too in your face. Like, this is too much. But I mean, I guess that's kind of the point of, like, name puns, yeah. though. So,
yeah, like.
Oh, that just. Yeah. This is hard to rank because of that.
Parades a lot. Was he the only zealot? He was the only zealot, right?
Yeah. Right.
Okay. So, I mean.
I like that it could be a lot and then zealot as well. Like, that part is pretty. Are you trying to weigh parade as a name?
Yeah, I'm like, if you're walking down the street, it's like, no. Oh, good morning, parade.
Girl is mid. Or, I mean, at the most, I'll let you put injuries out if you're not sure, but mm-hmm. I'm going to say it's mid.
I like the double pun.
Okay, we can so put it at the end.
I'm gonna put injuries out.
Okay.
But like, I'm trying real hard. Oh my God. Next name, politician.
You know what, man? Did they cook with this one? I can't stand the guy, but like, okay. The name is so funny.
Okay, what elevates this for me, which might put it in Capcom Cook, is the fact that his full name wasn't politician. It was politician Wimperson.
He was a wimpy
because I was reading his background, and I think it was something to do with his parents. Like, he had a hyphenated last name, but when he went to campaign and stuff, he just took the Attition last name. I don't know, maybe his dad was like also a politician, I don't know, but he chose to present himself as just Attition, but like his full name legally is Politician Wimperson, and I'm like, wimpy person.
And he wasn't outright wimpy, but when it came down to it, he was a wimp. So
he did not stick around. Like, he gonna say all, he's like all bark, no bite.
Okay, I will have to admit, I don't think the addition of the last name puts it in Capcom Cook, but it makes it so much funnier. So
I honestly, Paul, like, what my problem with Pat Roll was that it just didn't really look like a name. Like, it kind of sounds like it could be, maybe because Pat, but I was just like, this one isn't really strong. Paul Attition. I hate him, but like, it's a good name for a pun name.
For a pun only. Yeah. If somebody's name was really Politician, I would think they had government changed their name, and it was a joke.
I don't even think their parents can hate them enough to do that to them. And obviously, he was a politician. So.
It's definitely high up and solid, just because it really fit his character as well.
Just a little bit. I low-key wish I had this in Photoshop so I can just like overlay it over both.
Oh yeah, you never did go back and put Inga in both tiers.
Oh, I said I was gonna do that.
It'll be done before this comes out.
All right, so where are we putting Politician?
I don't know, man. I don't want to put him in Capcom Cooked, but if you want to put him there, I'm not going to fight.
I'm putting him in the solid. He got to be like towards beginning, though.
I wouldn't be mad if you put him above Elise.
Oh, okay. I thought you were.
No.
It's funny, bro. It's funny. Gotta hand it to him. All right. Next name is Window Tornado.
Oh, yeah. So we already had Geru Tornado. Mm-hmm. So now we have.
I think I'm just slow because while I was playing the game for the first time, I thought his name pun was Uendo. So like innuendo. Yeah. Because I thought you said his name like Uendo instead of Uendo. And I only recently figured it out. I was like, oh, shoot. Well, this makes a lot more sense with the other names because they're all kind of giving wind, storm, whatever. So yeah, his name pun is once again wind and tornado. Honestly, the tornado one fits his character the most only because he had a storm going on inside. Like, he had four different personalities in one body. So it was a lot. None of his other personas had a name pun, so I didn't put them up here. So this was just his stage name. Where do we put Gator? We put her in
Drake's just out. Put them beside Gator, I guess. Like, because there's no reason any of them are gonna rank higher than each other. Unless I feel it just like sounds so
better or something,
and it doesn't, because it's that's really Wendo, not a name. Wendo is funny, but like nobody's name is Wendo or Gator, so but it's still clever, so they can go in Jerry's out.
Next name, Shoto. I love this dog. Can I pet that dog?
Oh no.
Well, his name pun is Shadow because he followed Albie, this sweetheart, around. That was his dog, so he was always with him. So
he was his shadow. His
little shadow. That's literally it. I mean, he's a dog. And dog names be really goofy anyway, and people be eating it up. So I don't really know how to rank it against the human name.
I mean, I would just stick it really with Albie. Cute. But, you know, it really is a cute name.
Shadow is super cute.
I mean, I don't know. It could be Solid, honestly.
I feel like it's
Solid. Either beside Albie or we can put him in Solid just because.
I think it's a cute dog name.
And honestly, it probably could be pronounced Shadow still, not Shadow.
True, because it's not like it had a dub in the game. It might be Shadow.
And there is an H at the end, you know, Sha, but. I mean, there are H's like in Patrol, like that aren't necessarily.
Yeah. I think the H in Shadow at the end makes it more apparent that it's Shadow.
Or it could just be Shadow. Or like
Shadow.
Either way, it's cute. And he's cute. And so is Albie. They were just adorable.
Oh my god. The next name is Peace, Loving, Understanding. Is how it's spelled. But.
Bruh. Really?
Peace, Love, and Understanding.
This. We can't let this man go.
And he was in the first case, too. So they really said, we're going to remind you what we're made of. And
it was definitely unbelievable, bro. Like, yeah, he isn't really, like, end of discussion. But I will say, he was a very interesting character because he was all about peace, love, and understanding. And he was like, yeah, I'm just
here to spread the good vibes, you know.
But then when we caught, he was the defendant. Or he was the, yeah, is that?
Was he?
Well, he was
a witness.
He was the one being accused, I'm pretty sure. Or, I don't actually remember.
Girl, I don't actually remember. No, wait, no. If this was the first case, no, it was Albie that was being.
Oh, right. Albie, okay, well.
Albie was the defendant. I think he was a witness.
He was a witness at first, but then we caught on to the fact that, oh, wait, he might have actually done it. And so later on, when we did call him out and it came out that he was the one, his personality completely changed. What was his name? Is
I think it was still Peace, Love, and Understanding.
But they did reveal what his real name was, I'm pretty sure. But point is he was not about peace anymore. He turned into this like hard rock, like not hard rock. He turned into this metal guy.
I thought that was his real name though.
Oh, I didn't think it was.
I feel like I would have
because
seen
he was undercover.
Yeah, he was a witness. It's not saying that he had a different name immediately, at least.
Oh, well. It's not like I haven't misremembered something before. Well, moving on.
Yeah, anyway. I don't know, because we put England in Cooked for the reason that his name is just, like, crazy and wild. But, like, his is still a different level of crazy and wild and people don't understand it.
Yeah, that does not. He's standing, really, in my opinion.
Next name is Roger Rettins. So he was like a, what was his title? Was he a producer? A director?
I think he was a producer. Like yeah, a TV I think he was producer. A producer.
So his name pun is, what was the Roger? Oh my god. Because Rettins was ratings.
Like a Roger, like a guru or something, I think.
Was it? I should have typed his name out because I remembered it when I made the picture. Rettins name. Oh, okay, cool. Ratings Raja. Yeah. Which I mean, I guess maybe he was famous, popular or something.
I mean, yeah, he was.
I don't really remember his, honestly, I don't really remember that case, to be honest. The one with Trucy.
Well, yeah, I think.
But yeah.
I kind of like the pun though. Like,
Roger
because it
Rettins
wasn't,
is a cool name.
I didn't know like what a ratings Raja was, so I didn't quite get that pun, but I could definitely. after a while get that Rettons was ratings.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, that's kind of funny. Because it wasn't in my face, I thought it was funny once I realized it. And maybe that's, you know.
I feel like this could be solid.
Yeah.
It's a cool name.
Yeah, it's solid. He is the least cool guy. Yeah,
like,
but
he was terrible,
like,
actually.
If we were doing an Ace Attorney, they're not villains, but, like, Ace Attorney
morality chart or something.
He would be
he would be kind of low. Like, he really tried to destroy this 16-year-old's life. And for what? He was jealous? Was that the problem? Well, to be fair, we already did Man of Mystery. He kind of took his role / spotlight, so he was really mad at him, but, like, took it out on Trucy because she was, like, the star of the show or something. I don't really remember. Either way, bad guy, terrible guy. Next name, Real Nemu.
Going right in, really. Real name is his pun.
And usually they'll do something crazy like that when it's an alias, but that's his real name. Like, they weren't kidding with that one. His real name is Real Nemu.
So Praise-A-Lot was his alias, and then Real Name was his real name. Like, Capcom!
You can't get any more in your face, but, like, a in your face than that one. Like,
and as a pun, I guess, like, because I keep losing myself in, like, how I'm supposed to be ranking these. But because I'm just like, I don't want to put that anywhere other than really, because bro, y'all crazy for that. But at the same time, the madness won. Like, maybe they cooked, but nah, he's standing really.
The madness won. Maybe they cooked. Did they cook? Do you want
to
move?
No, because then I'm gonna have to backtrack probably and put people in other categories. So I'm standing firm because they made his real name real name.
Next, Typhoon Tornado. Another tornado. Typhoon Tornado.
And he's just going right next to them other ones.
I don't know what to say.
Again, the trilogy of tornadoes. I mean, I'm not mad at it, but nothing more needs to be said.
Next name, Soren Sprocket.
I kind of like it. I mean, I feel like it's solid.
I like, okay, Soren is just a cool name to me. I really like that name. Like, it looks nice. It fits his face. I don't know if that's weird to say, but, like, it fits his character. He looks like a Soren to me.
So he came from a family of, like, aero engineers or something, okay, right? Like, they worked on
that, didn't he make the balloon they were on?
It was like an airship.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So
adventure.
So that's where you get the Soren name is like Soaring.
It's through the skies. Also, the whole thing was them getting married on this airship. So, like, they were literally soaring the entire duration of the story for the most part.
And then a sprocket is like a
gear.
Yeah. So,
and this was like steampunk-esque, only because they, you know, they were building things. You saw the inner workings of gears and stuff, and it was throughout his clothes. It was his person. So that was probably one of my favorite parts of the aesthetics of that case.
Like, it's an obvious pun, I think, if you really sit there.
It rolls nicely, too.
But it's good. Like, it's not real name. I don't want to be dumping on this guy because he was done unfairly, but
they did him dirty. They did him bogus, as I've heard people say.
I haven't heard that one.
No, bro. R.I.P.
But yeah, we can put Soren in solid. Solid Soren.
Solid Soren Sprocket. Where are we putting him?
Wherever. Middle. Somewhere.
Ooh, I feel like it's rude to put him next to Pierce. Right here. All right, next name. Trust in Me.
If y'all don't get that one, I don't know what to tell you. I just want to say this is really as well.
Trust in Me.
But it's also like, let's just make it mid. I don't want to put him too low, but it's also like a silly name.
Trust. Next name, Olive Green. Now this
is like April May, and Penny Nichols to me. Really? Like, it's saying the same thing twice. Olive is a shade of green.
But for some reason, this sounds like a name more than those two.
No, you're right. No, I'm not saying that it's like... What I'm trying to say is that it's saying the same thing twice. So, but it's a nice name. It could be solid. Was her,
like, hair supposed to mimic the shape of an olive or something? Like the bun?
Or wasn't it like a paintbrush because she did art?
You're right. Yeah, and if she wears green, that's the extent. It's a mid.
Okay.
What'd you say?
That's so solid. It's a nice name.
Because I saw April May there.
Because it's not, I mean, it's a pun just, again, it has more to do with her character than April May did or Penny Nichols did, because she wore green.
Yeah, at least that referenced something on her person.
But it's not really a pun more than that. But it is a nice sounding name, so.
And I wouldn't mind putting it in. Olives are round and she was round.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of little things on it. So you cool with solid, or would you want to put her like in mid? Because jury's out isn't really an option, because I do feel one way or the other about it.
No, I'm good with solid.
I want to backtrack before we go to the next one, though. Do you want to leave Trust in Me in mid, or do you want to put him in really? Because it's honestly,
I mean, we got Anonymous. We got Romaine Latouse.
Where do we put Dats? Oh, yeah, we got to put him in really.
We got some of the other ones in there. We got Believe in Me and really, so honestly, let's put him next to his wife.
Oh, I thought we didn't do her yet. Because I would have said put him there.
Did
yeah.
We? Honestly, did we? Because she was in this game. How did she end up over there?
I don't know.
Oh, no, I do know.
Did you do it alphabetical?
Yeah, it's the first.
Okay.
Half of the six games.
Then yeah, if I would have saw her there, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Next name.
Next name, Quimby Altamont. So her name, I don't think I typed anything for hers, but her name pun is Queen Bee. What was the Altamont?
You have to look that up.
Yeah, I forgot already. But her character design looks like a bee, and she was like I forgot her title, manager or. She was in charge of the company that she ran, and that was like that the gas thing, because that was the problem. Like,
it was a gas company,
gas leak in that building. So she came by to check it out. I think she was the wife of the president or something.
Actually, did she come by or did her?
No, the underling did, like the worker, the employee did, but she was in court. Altamont is an alias of Sherlock Holmes from the Sherlock Holmes short story, His Last Bow. So there we go. It's referencing the canon Sherlock verse. And this game takes a lot of references and inspiration from Sherlock Holmes, many different stories. So that part, at least, you know, it makes sense. And Quimby is Queen Bee. So Quimby Altamont. Sounds like a normal name.
I mean, you just said everything you just said, but what is Altamont?
Oh, it's from Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, okay, so it's not a pun itself. It's no. just a
Well,
reference.
I don't know if it's a pun in Sherlock Holmes' story, but it's just referencing that. It was taken from one of his cases.
I mean, Quimby, maybe again because I'm not the brightest, but when we played this game, I did not realize that it was a pun, and I didn't realize she was dressed like a bee. Like, I saw the stripes, but I didn't really think, oh, yeah, a bee.
I think I got it, but it took me
longer.
I didn't get the Altamont part, which makes sense now, but. I mean, as a pun, just Quimby is really the only pun here. The Altamont is just more of a reference.
Right, but her being a queen bee when she's she's way up in a company and she dressed like a bee.
And she acted kind of like, I know my status. So.
Putting that all together. I really don't know where I want to put this. I don't want to put it in.
I mean, as a name, it's nice. As a pun, it's like. I don't know. It's like.
I want to say the jury's out.
Yeah, I think I want to say jury's out too because I don't dislike it.
Yeah.
But solid would imply that it's an all around good pun. And it's just, it's the last name. It's not a really
pun. It's interesting that they would choose her character to give a Sherlock reference
to. Well, they did that for a couple side characters.
Well, yeah, but. there were a lot of cases in that game, and so why her?
I don't know. Maybe they just wanted to spread it out.
Maybe.
Next name, Raiten Minimemo. So he was a journalist, and his name pun is writing many memos. Raiten Minimemo.
It's got to go in really, man. Like, no, but it's...
They kind of cooked.
They didn't cook. They ain't going up there, but okay, they did so it. They did
I'm
thing.
Not Japanese, so I can't say, oh, yeah, this sounds like Japanese. Like, it could pass as a name because I don't know. But I don't think I got his name immediately until they said it together. Like, I don't know if they just said his last name first or if they actually said his last name
I feel
together.
Like I got it before but you, but
I was like, Minimemo. I was just like, I hate this game. Raiten Minimemo.
I don't know. I mean, I would. You could argue to put it in mid, but if you want to put him in, really, I'm not arguing because that was in your face.
It's almost truly in your face.
But it is funny. Because he was writing Minimemo, all right. He always had that pad yeah, on. All right, maybe not really. It's. He should go in really because it's obvious, but as a pun, I mean, I don't know. It's pretty good.
If Pat Roll is in mid, bro, like, it's gotta go above that.
I say the jury's out on him just because I can't decide if I think it's a really good pun or, like, I don't know. I don't know what I feel about it, but it's definitely not terrible.
Yeah, it's not. It's funny.
He was terrible though. Like, not in a like, oh, he's a bad person, but it was just like he was annoying.
Next names, Rolly and Patricia Beat. So their name pun, I put them together because Pat and Rolly is also from Patrol, like that other guy. But they split it for two different characters, and their last name Beat, referencing a police beat.
Yeah, police officers beat. Yeah.
The area that they are in control of. Do they still call it beats or was that more of a dated term? I don't know either. But Rolly was a police officer and Patricia was his wife, and that's the pun. I think he called her Pat too, maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
So I think in that way it was a little more obvious of a pun when he would say Pat and then it'd be Rolly right after, like, oh, okay, Patrol. But I mean,
it's not, to me, it's not, it's again, not an in your face pun.
Not immediately.
So I appreciate the subtlety of it, or if you can call it subtlety. So I don't think they should go in really. I would say maybe it's mid, if anything. It's mid too.
Patricia B is cute though, but Rolly B, I'm not really excited about.
Just
because
Rolly ain't a name, really, it sounds like it could be a nickname, but well, like for Ronald,
yeah,
or something.
Something like if they said that, like if they said their full names and then was like, oh, this is the nicknames, then honestly, I would like that more. I think I would put that in either Jury's Out or Solid, but the name Rolly just not really.
Yeah, you were hating on it when we were making this, but yeah, I'm fine with that.
Next name is Albert Hairbrain. So his name pun is harebrain, literally being harebrain, you're scattered up there, you're all over the place. Albert being Albert Einstein because he was a scientist. So it was honestly kind of like a juxtaposition because they portray scientists as crazy in a lot of things. So honestly, you might be right on the news, but
I would say this was kind of solid.
Also, he had a big hair, so. Hairbrain. Yeah. Oh boy.
Just because hairbrain is like, you know, it's obvious. It's an obvious pun, but and then Albert too, if you know Albert Einstein, but I just like the way they put that together, I guess. Because they could have taken a more obvious route with his name, but
I forgot what his last name was in Japanese, but his first name was Benjamin. I don't remember what that paired with the last name was meaning, but it was on the same wavelength as like Albert Einstein, harebrain, kind of wild. He was another character. All right, so next name is Taketsuchi Aouchi. I think I said that right. If you remember from the first part, his, well, technically descendants, Winston Payne and Gaspin Payne. It is on the same wavelength as that. I don't really remember what Taketsuchi means, but Aouchi being ouch.
Yeah, pain.
Ouch. Pain.
Well, look up Taketsuchi.
Oh, I didn't want to keep dragging the time out.
I gotta be consistent.
Okay, so Taketsuchi is similar to the Japanese word bushi, which means samurai, and his son Takeshi shares the same kanji as Taketsuchi to remind him of their origins as skilled warriors.
Oh, so Taketsuchi had that samurai haircut. Yeah, like he had that hairstyle. So I guess that's what that's referencing. It was a big deal
because he like ended up cutting it off because he lost his honor or something.
So I mean, Oh, go ahead.
Did we put what?
Did we put Winston and Gaspin in the same one? I guess not. No,
split them. Don't really remember why, but we. Or maybe because Winston was a name.
Yeah, it sounds like a name more so than Gaspin. I would put Aouchi in solid, I think, just because, I mean, Aouchi is a silly name.
Yeah.
But
Aouchi.
I guess, you know, the same people probably weren't on the localization team for the games that the Pains were in and then the game that Aouchi was in. So I thought it was interesting that they didn't use Pain, I guess, for... Well,
they were also in Japan, so...
Yeah.
It would have been weird to have a last name Pain.
I guess, but... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Where do you want to put him?
I don't know. I mean, well, the pun really only lies with Aouchi, I guess.
Yeah, I guess Taketsuchi isn't obvious, so...
And it's not really a pun on, like, the pain part is the, like, samurai.
Okay.
So, well, I don't know. I'm not.
You can say it's mid.
I'm confused. I think it would be one of these for me. Jury's out or mid.
Jury's out.
Yeah. Next name. Okay, how do they say it? Was it Asashin or, like, Asashin?
I mean, they didn't say anything. Oh, my God. So... We
Asashin is her name, I guess. But her name pun is assassin.
And it took me an embarrassingly lengthy amount of time to realize, like, it just clicked after some time and I was like, bro, is her name assassin?
And I was like, bruh.
That one.
This one, I feel okay, wait. I was about to make a point, but actually that doesn't make sense because we don't really know her nationality, right? Like, she claimed she was from Great Britain, but was she really? Because, like, now we don't really know her identity. Yeah, so I was going to say, as a Japanese name, like, Asa is a name. And then, I guess, Shin might also be a name. I don't know. But it feels like it could be. So if she was Japanese, I was like, yeah, they did the double thing again, like, with Taketsuchi Aouchi. But I don't know where she's from.
Yeah, we never saw her face, and we never really found out her identity because she was an assassin. Yeah. So,
but that was funny.
That's either solid or like
low key is kind of solid.
Yeah, I would put it kind of high up just because, again, this is just a personal thing. Because it took me a while to really realize it, I was like, you know what, y'all got me. That one was kind of funny.
Next name, Aido Nosa.
Did we do his dad already? No, okay.
We should do his dad immediately after this. So, actually, no, I lied. Let's do his dad first. So, his next name for real, Iesa Nosa. He was a soldier. Was he currently a soldier or like former soldier?
I think former.
I think former as well. He was very much by the book kind of guy. And the judge would be telling him things or asking him a question, he'll be like, yes sir. So yes sir, no sir.
That one is hilarious, man.
It's really funny.
I think it's solid. just because it's so like,
yes,
it is. The pun is just,
I think I got it immediately when we said it, the full thing. I was like, are you serious?
When I read it, I was like, the heck is this? And then when we said it out loud, I was like, no way.
Yes.
And it immediately clicked what it was. And so I think they succeeded in that one. Yeah. So it's a solid pun.
And now, I don't know, sir, is I don't know, sir.
And that's his son.
Baby.
So they got to go side by side. I don't know, sir. Like, they aren't good names, obviously, but they're good puns. Just because... Now, the I don't know saw, it has nothing to do with his character because he's a baby. And he was actually really pretty...
He was whiny.
I mean, he pulled the heck out of his dad's beard all the time.
And like snot and, like, you know, baby.
But his pun just lies in the fact that his dad's name is Iessa. And so he's, I don't know.
Next name, Daily and Evie Vigil. So, oh my gosh, what was... I don't know what she did, what her job was, but he used to work as a prison...
Warden.
So together, their name Daily and Evie is supposed to be like Daily, like day, and Evie, evening, because they were married. So I guess this like the duality. And Vigil, what was the Vigil thing again?
Was it that he was vigilant because he was a warden at a prison?
Mayhaps, because I think I had like a weird brain fart moment when I was trying to figure out their full pun. Yeah, he was definitely vigilant when he jumped out that window.
Yeah.
Romance. I don't know if you've ever seen this clip, but it's one of the Cinderella sequels where Prince Charming was told by his father to like not chase after her or something like that. Like, don't go after that girl. Like, you don't you dare step a foot down them steps or something like that. And then he like side-eyed the window and was like, okay. And then he jumps out the window.
No, I've not
I thought that was a meme. Like, someone edited that for the longest time, but apparently that's actually in the movie. And honestly, I need to watch it immediately because that would make Cinderella so much higher on my list of Disney Princess movies. But anyway.
But that would have been the original story, so I can't put it that high up then.
I was still thinking. You mean like for Cinderella?
Oh, wait. Was it the animated one or the live action one?
Animated one.
Oh.
It was a cartoon.
That's pretty funny.
It was a cartoon. But he literally like nosedived out that window. It was hilarious. But not to say that Daly's was hilarious because it really wasn't.
No.
It truly wasn't. But that's just what it reminded me of. I mean, Daily Vigil, Evie Vigil.
It's not that good.
Is it Vigil or Vigil? It's Vigil, right?
It ought to be Vigil.
Okay, I'm about to say because I didn't listen to the pronunciation of it, but Daily, we're gonna cut it out. Daily.
There's a singer named Daily, spelled the same way. And Evie.
I mean, yeah, like, it sounds more of like a nickname of a longer name than just Evie.
Again, a wrestling reference, but Matt Hardy. Everybody knows Matt Hardy. His daughter, youngest child, her name is Evie, but it's short for Evermore.
Oh.
So, and I'm sure Evie could be short for like Evelyn or something like that.
The Evelyn feels more like...
She looks like an Evelyn.
She looks 100% like an Evelyn.
So, yeah.
That's my headcanon.
I would say it's kind of mid. I mean, I like Daily Vigil, but it's also like a very... Like, that is a...
Daily
your
Vigil
face.
Sounds like a newspaper.
No, it does. Yeah.
And Evie really didn't have... a presence, and so like she really didn't even matter. I put them together because they were mentioned together on like the wiki, but
Her name doesn't really make sense without his name being there,
exactly.
So the pun isn't there. I don't know, man. I would say it's either mid or maybe the jury's out.
It's kind of mid. He deserved better, but it's kind of mid.
Daily was a character, though, I'll tell you that. But moving on.
Next name, Ray Membami. Ray Membami is probably how you're supposed to say it, but name pun, remember me.
I think I got so mixed up in all of the syllables that like it took me a second to realize what her pun was, and I was like, bruh, really? Where is writing many memo? I think Ray Membami. No, he's in Jury's Out.
Oh, true.
And it doesn't help that they were in the same case, right?
Yeah.
So I want to put them beside each other just because, like, their names got similar vibes, but her name is just sillier. But Ray is a real name.
Yeah, it is. So at least she got that going for her.
I don't know. I'll say it's mid. I don't want to put it in really just because, like, it's a decent pun, but I don't know. What do you think?
I'm trying to see, because, like, why was it Remember Me for her character? because it doesn't say it on the wiki, like under the name part, but I do remember she was close to Susato, mm-hmm. and she was like always hanging off of her. But like, what does Remember Me have to do with that? I can't remember.
She just wanted to be remembered.
It's not like
I guess.
She forgot her. It's not like they were like separated for 8 years and then this is their reunion in court or something. So I think if there is a reason, it would probably put it higher for mm-hmm. me, but I can't remember why.
I agree.
I can't remember why her name was Remember.
You didn't remember. Oh no. Well, that aside, I'll put it in mid.
Yeah. Yeah. Ray's cute though.
It is.
It can mean ghost.
Did that have something to do with it? Who's her dad? Was her dad a character in here? Okay. Oh,
no,
I'm thinking
she
about.
She worked for Susato's dad.
Oh.
Or like.
She was pale though. So maybe that's the ghost part.
She
was
in,
pale.
Like the same department in university or something as him. So she was like his underling kind of.
Okay.
I don't think
okay.
she worked for him, but yeah. That's really all I can think of. Anyways, next name. Beef Stroganoff.
Straight and really, bro. Straight and really.
Oh, my Lord.
Like, from his name to his actual character, he's going straight and really.
Like, why did they do that?
So let's go ahead and do his brother next, if he's not already next, just to get him out
no,
of the
he
way.
Wasn't next, but next, Chicken Stroganoff.
Wait, why does he need to go higher?
He low-key needs to go higher because the name...
I don't know, man. Nah, they we'll put him above him in the same category.
Okay.
Beef and Chicken Stroganoff. Bruh. Now Ace Attorney know they're wrong. We should have did a Ace Attorney Capcom cooked and then a Capcom You Should Be Ashamed of Yourself because it's racist. It's no, I'm kidding. I mean
so weak.
Racist and good humor.
And they were Russian if you couldn't, you know, already. Assume so icing on the cake.
Man, yeah, really, like it's hilarious. I'm not saying it's a
the
bad
spelling
pun.
Chicken cracks me up.
That's why I was like, why does he have to go higher? Because it's just the spelling of it. Yeah, let's just move on.
Oh, next name is okay, how are you supposed to say it as a name? A Drone B Meterman.
I think I always pronounced it Adron or
yeah,
Adron. So
like,
saying
say
Adron
it?
B.
Adron sounds kind of cool, but
Aaron.
Yeah,
but no. When you say B. it that way, that makes the pun just it
he
lays
was
it out right
an
there.
An employee of that gas company of Quinby Altamont. So he, in reference of bee culture, is quite literally a drone bee.
He was a drone
his,
bee.
As if I'm remembering his outfit correctly, his is a little more obvious bee than hers. She had like
he
a
was
striped
shaped
umbrella.
Funny.
And her umbrella was kind of like shaped. It was like poofy.
And
so
it had the metal thing at the end. Like
yeah, so it looked like a bee, like butt.
But he was literally shaped like he was shaped funny, I think, if I
he
remember
wore, like,
correctly.
All yellow. Like he was a bee.
A drone bee meterman, bro. Because he was a gas meter
reader.
I mean, they kind of did that
they
one.
They kind of like, did that one.
It's solid.
Like meterman could be a last name.
Probably. A drone bee. And. Yeah.
If it was like Adron, actually, or what was something you could say? Adron. That's really all I can think of.
Adron? I don't know. Yeah, it's solid.
Yeah. I gotta give it to him. Who else is going and cooked?
I'm worried about this. Maybe we can do it once over when
yeah,
we're
maybe
done.
Maybe we can like shift things around if we feel strongly. Next name is Odie Asmin.
I think I was the one who realized
yeah,
the plan first.
Like, I didn't get it. I kind of stopped trying to think what it could be because I think because I was reading it like Odie Asmin instead of Odious Man.
Which is his pun, an odious man. I was like, wait, odious is a word. What does it mean? And we looked at the definition and was like, wait,
sus.
No, this is it. This is the pun. But because like odious isn't a word you hear every day,
yeah.
you might not get that pun immediately. So when you do look it up and realize what it is, I feel like it's actually pretty.
I feel like if I read it differently the first time, I probably would have gotten it. But for some reason, I was just really hung on.
I mean, they split it up for a reason. So I don't know. I feel like
Odie Asmin.
It fit his character.
Yeah, because he was a little sus.
But I don't know. I like the use of a word you don't hear that often, odious. But I don't really know if it's that solid, though. Like, just, I don't know what it is about it.
That's a name, right? Already.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I would say the jury's out for me.
Yeah. OZ. Not me not knowing how to spell. Oh, it's a Garfield character named Odie.
Oh my goodness. He is definitely not odious. Jury's out.
Next names, Nash and Ringo Skulkin. Now, this one takes a little bit of, you kind of have to know or like research the pun a bit, but once you do, it's just funny. So Skulkin, that pun is like them being kind of sneaky, skulking around.
Skulk, yeah.
Yeah, because they grew up on like a street corner or something. So
they were little petty criminals. Yeah. You know?
And Nash and Ringo. So Nash is referencing Nashi, which is the Japanese word for pear, and Ringo is the Japanese word for apple. And that kind of reflects in their character design in general.
But then they also always kept that fruit on them. Yeah,
they would like flip one out from their pocket and just be munching on it. So that made it obvious.
Although I didn't know Nashi meant pear, so we were just like, yeah, what is Nash?
I knew Ringo meant apple, but I was a little also Nash.
Yeah, we didn't put two and two together until I think we had to look it up.
Yeah, I think I looked that one up.
And then it just made it even more funny. So.
And then I got excited because when I was playing Monsuika game was really popular among the YouTube gaming community. I was like, wait, why is this person calling this thing a Nashi? What is a Nashi? And then it double clicked. I was like, oh my God, that does mean pear. So I feel like Nash Skulkin, Ringo Skulkin.
I feel like it's solid.
I think it's solid. They were a hoot.
Yeah. Even though they weren't the good guys, they weren't really intentionally bad. Like they wanted to do bad, but they were so like airheaded that yeah.
Like they literally was like asking them some very incriminating, like the question, if you answered it honestly, you basically just said you did it, and who was it, Ringo? Or one of them just outright said it. And the other one was like, why did you say that?
He was like, oh, I wasn't supposed to say that. So the answer is no, actually.
They're really not good at being criminals. Next name, Kirio Kodekuta. His name pun is Kirio Collector, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because he liked collecting little trinkets and things. And I think a coin was a part of that case. Like he lost a coin or something. Yeah. And he was like, you stole my coin. And yeah.
Kodekuta is a... terrible last Konekuta. Name. And then like if you don't speak Japanese, if you don't know Japanese, then if you were just like a person in America playing Ace Attorney, you would be like Kirio Korekuta. Like
Korekuta.
Oh my gosh. It would be like, okay, Konekuta. Yeah, this is a Japanese sounding name, okay. But Kirio Collector is pretty funny, man. But the name is so I'm like lacking vocabulary in this one. Like it's so I don't know, it's not good. It's not a good combination. We could put it in mid, but it's funny though.
It is funny. I can
sure.
Next name, Barry Caden.
This is another obvious nickname or not name, pun. Barry Caden, because he was also a prison warden.
Was he like the, what do they call it, the chief prison warden?
Maybe, or he was the present day one or something. Like what I think was, Barry Caden was always the warden and then Daily Vigil worked under him.
Yeah,
so he might have just been like a guard there.
Yeah, I think he was just a guard.
But I was just thinking of the soundtrack because the song that plays for both of them is called Prison Wardeners, I think. Yeah. Or prison. Oh gosh.
Barry Caden, speech impediment? Sounds cool as a name.
Yeah, but it's also like a super obvious pun too, but it fit him. Like he looked like a Barry Caden. He looked like he would barricade you because he was just a big solid man. So I feel like it's a big solid pun.
Big solid pun. I'm weak. I was trying to see if the Caden name was related in any way to a Scottish origin, because wasn't he also Scottish?
Yes.
And it was apparent in his speech, but it's not saying it. Okay, because I was like, that's gonna be a double pun if it is. and I was gonna rank it a little higher.
It's solid.
I think it's solid at the very least. I like Barry Keoghan as a name. He was wild though. Like, didn't he have like a Glock on him at all times? Or was it
a knife or something? He always had a weapon.
Yeah, some sort of. He was strapped, and then he would just so casually be like, "I could literally end you right now." And I'm like, "Oh, okay."
I think he used to cut up something. Like, he would pull it out and just wasn't be like,
"No, that's
that was dad's." I don't know. It was something.
It was something. Yeah.
Oh no, he used to chomp on these like heart cookies or something. That's ooh, what it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, he did always allude to the weapon he had on him if you decided not to act right. Oh, maybe it was like a
hand axe or something.
I don't know, girl.
I don't know. No, I think he had a hand axe in his wall. And we were just like, bro, your office is looking like a
it's very threatening
chamber.
As it should be. You're the prison warden. If you have anybody in as a guest.
He had like handcuffs just casually. You need them to know.
Yeah.
Like, this guy. And next name, Giselle Brett. So her name pun, I was trying to look it up earlier, like the pronunciation, and I already done forgot. But her name pun is, maybe it's still Giselle Bullet, which is a type of Afghan rifle, I think, that was in a Sherlock Holmes story as well. So that's a direct reference to Sherlock Holmes, but also to the fact that she is an assassin, killer, gun. So, yeah, Giselle.
I think I also thought that her pun could be she was a Jezebel. Because even though she looked really proper, looked really like elegant, she did not speak in such a manner. Like, she was very
she started crude off
and just mean and just
yeah
rude.
It's like one line she'll say something like super nice, and then the next line she'll like curse your whole family, and I'm like, bro.
So yeah, but her pun just like being the gun thing, I would have never known because I don't know things about guns,
and I haven't read Sherlock Holmes, so
right, so
I wouldn't have caught it.
I think though, that. I think she's it makes it a good pun because it's sneaky. But if you know, then you like know, it makes know. Sense,
and it's a cool name.
Giselle yeah. Brett. Oh yeah, another pun that I kind of thought maybe the Brett was for Brit because we thought she was British.
Yeah, because she presented herself as a student, a traveling student, whatever you call it, exchange student. Oh my gosh, that was kind of good. Why is this layered?
Yeah, she going to solid. Or oh no. I mean, somebody has to go up there, but
Giselle
I just...
Brett is kind of... But is it cooked? Like,
I don't know, man.
Or are they chefing it up with this one?
See, I really wish we didn't put this category just for the simple fact that I don't want to... Like, there's a lot of responsibility to put somebody that high, and...
Okay, I don't think... Because I think I found this when I was looking up her name pun too. Giselle isn't really a name, like, as like it's spelled and as it looks, it's not a real name. It only shows up as Ace Attorney, but it feels real.
Oh yeah, like, the name Giselle is real, but yeah, not spelled like that.
Yeah,
take like a shot every time I reference wrestling, but there's a wrestler named Giselle Shaw.
Yeah, like Giselle.
It's something like that. Yeah,
you got. Wasn't her name from Enchanted? Giselle.
Right, Giselle.
There's a
yeah.
K-pop idol from aespa, Giselle. So like, is she from aespa? I don't know. K-pop idol, Giselle. I think she is though. Yes. So like, that's phonetically is a name, but this isn't a name. So I didn't even think that it wasn't a name until I went to look it up because they sold me on it. It just feels like a real name.
Well, I'd put her at the beginning of Solid Testimony, but if you wanted to put her in Capcom Cook, I mean, at this point we're close to the end and we don't have anybody else up there, so
maybe I can low-key double it later.
Yeah, let's leave her there for now and then just do a once over after these last few names.
All right, next name is Bruce Fairplay. The Bruce part I don't think was really a pun. Maybe it was just like a common English name back in the day of like the 1890s, but Fairplay, he was the foreman of the jury. He was chosen as foreman and he liked to play by the rules. And he was like, let me hear all the evidence. Y'all shut up. Let me hear his testimony. And he was always like, was he kind of nitpicky with his questions? Like, was he asking the right questions a lot?
I don't remember.
I feel like he was always on his P's and Q's, and he was acting like, oh, I can't mess up here because I'm the foreman. So, like, we're gonna, this ruling is gonna be fair. So that was, there goes my fidget friend. That was his pun. I don't really think Bruce had, I don't think so.
I think then it's maybe mid, just because, like, the fair play part is a good pun, just because, like, it shows what he, it very much defines his character, but overall, it's not really, like, that great.
Yeah, and fair play is just kind of, like, obvious.
That's what I was just saying, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so he was apparently Australian. it's a stereotypical male name in Australia in a similar way to, like, Pierre's stereotypically French or John is stereotypically English.
Wait, that makes it a little funnier so, then. I would either put him in mid or Drury's out, but I still think it's kind of mid.
Yeah, it's kind of mid. It's a little bit mid. All right, next name, Lady First.
Because he was a gentleman, I guess?
I think he tried to make himself more gentlemanly in his appearance, but it was not.
I'd put him in really. Lady First. No, that's very, like, really.
Yeah, I agree. Because he was a hat maker. Is that their title? He made hats. His hat was quite literally stitched together in the middle, and the top part was slouched over because it was thrown together. And I think he had, like, patched aerials in his blazer. So, like, I mean, I don't know if he was poor and he was just trying to be, like, seem higher in status, or if he just was really bad at his job. But, like,
I don't know.
He tried. Yeah, really. Next name, Villain Bolshevik.
This one is so funny, man.
This one cracks me up. So he was this suspected, was he a suspected murderer or just, like, kidnapper of that girl?
I
feel like he did something before they suspected him for kidnapping her. Like, maybe he was already, convicted.
Stole a jewel or something.
Yeah. And so they were like, we were looking for this guy. His name's Villain Bolshevik. And he's Russian. And he stole this ballerina, blah, blah, blah. So obviously Villain. And Bolshevik is a reference to the Bolsheviks, which was, like, you know, Russian Revolution, the... Watch Anastasia. what are you thinking with this name?
I think it's solid.
Yeah, low key. Because
it's funny and it just gets the point across and it's a funny pun.
He also had this really cute, like, rat mouse?
I forgot about that, yeah.
That he had this book. He didn't know English very well, so while he was on trial, when he wasn't on trial, he was a witness, I think. He was, like, looking through his Russian to English dictionary and the mouse would be reading it with him, and I'm like, this is so cute. But that's besides the point. Next name, William Shamspeare.
Yeah, that's just self-explanatory. He was a Shakespeare.
Oh, he was a sham.
Yeah, a Shakespeare sham.
He was supposed to be Shakespeare, I guess. Was he? Actually, no.
No, because he was just, he wanted to be like Shakespeare.
I guess. He failed miserably.
It's funny. But should it go in solid though? But I don't know, like, from his whole character to his name, like, I don't know, it kind of, well, what are you thinking?
The Shamspeare is, like, it's not strong enough, I guess, for
me
to put it in solid, but I don't know, like, as a whole name and the whole reference, and it, like, they flipped it on its head with the character. Kind of, you know. Putting him in solid makes me mad.
So don't. Drew can be
it's
out.
Just because he's annoying. Sure.
Next name.
Eggert Benedict.
Eggs Benedict, man.
This was another alias character, so, like, it didn't have to have anything to do with their actual character and their personality, so I won't, like, rank that.
But it's the fact that they decided to use, like, you could choose your alias name. You could choose a fake name and you chose Eggert.
Like, did he just run out of ideas?
I think just got it going, really.
I think he ran out of ideas. He was just like, you know, no one's gonna care.
But we knew from the get-go, this can't be this man's real name. So
I was actually gonna be so mad if it was.
But his real name was Ashley. Ashley Graydon, yeah. Which,
like, ash gray. His color palette was kind of given that.
So that was actually pretty good. And you know what? That's technically a pun.
I guess so.
But it's not on the list, so we'll just forget that one. Two left.
Next.
I feel like we should save him for last.
Is Pop Windebank. His name pun is Pop in the Bank. And Pop is a British term for pawning something.
Oh. So it's like, you know. I didn't actually know
that. Bringing it to the bank. I didn't really either. I don't think I thought about it at the time. Like, I think I thought, why is his name Pop Windebank? But then I didn't think beyond that.
Because, you know, like, in America, people will call an older guy Pops. Or, like, yeah. That's, like, your granddad's nickname or something, Pop. So, he was an older dude, so I was just like, okay, he's Pop. Like, that's just his neighborhood nickname or something. And then Windebank, I don't really know what I thought that pun was. I just knew it was a pun.
Yeah, I was like, bank, you know, they're pawning, they're exchanging money. I just went with it. I don't think I really had a brain cell to sit and think about it.
I think this is solid. I think it's pretty solid.
It's kind of Pop Windebank. Bro, that legendary gif. The one character animation he had where
he pulled out the gun.
He ran to his desk to get the gun and then ran back. I don't think they've ever done that in a previous game. Like, they didn't have a whole lot of the character.
They didn't have the tech for it yet.
Yeah, because it would either just be a cutscene or they'll show them moving a little bit, but, like, not literally moving into the background, back to the foreground. That took me so far off guard. All right, actual last name.
Last but very much not least.
Herlock Sholmes.
The character of characters, man. Like, he was a delight. And his name, obviously, is just Sherlock Holmes backwards for copyright reasons.
It's so funny because in the Japanese game, he's just Sherlock Holmes. But they changed it for the localization.
I think he might have to go in Capcom code because it was such a simple change that, like, should still get you in trouble, but it didn't.
And it matched his character too, because, like, he was flipped from, I think, how Sherlock Holmes is normally portrayed. At least what I've kind of gathered, he was definitely unserious. He was goofy. He was weird. I don't know, maybe the real Sherlock Holmes is also kind of weird.
I mean, but you gotta be quirky to be a genius, yeah. It seems to be in literature.
But he was more of the goofy, silly, quirky, and I think the other Sherlock Holmes, he, from what I've literally read in, like, very basic summaries, was more stoic and kind of quiet, perceptive, but was weird in maybe how he approached his process. And I'm sure he had, like, other weird quirks, but Sherlock Holmes was just in-your-face weird, like, you cannot meet him and say, oh, yeah, no, he's just, like, you know, a normal guy, you know, man on the street, you know, we cool. No, you're like, bro, that guy kind of. And then the fact that he was super smart. Like, when it came down to it, he had to be. So, like, they didn't just flip the character on its head and make him silly funny for the jokes. He was still down, like, when down to business came.
Go ahead and put him in the top. Just go ahead and put him in the top.
Oh, it's funny that these two are next to each other.
And honestly, I don't know if I'm 100% satisfied with this list just because I'm so indecisive.
I have to spend a while on some of these names to truly get to how I feel about them.
But this is what we got. And
are we going picking through? Is there any that immediately call out to you to be like, nah, this deserves higher?
Not immediately. And honestly, we've taken too much of this time already, so I don't think we'll be going through. We won't be going through this on camera, but, like, if we do decide to go through and make a change, it'll just be in the video version at the end. We'll have the updated graphic. So, yeah, I hope this was entertaining. I hope y'all thought some of these names were hilarious like we did, or clever. And if you would have put a name in a different category, definitely let us know in the comments, because
especially if you haven't played the game and just hearing them, would you put them higher or lower? Because I feel like a lot of mine was based on the character, as much as I try not to.
Yeah, well.
That's our Ace Attorney name rankings.
Yes, name pun rankings. So thanks for listening, watching, whatever you did. Stay tuned for our next episode wherever you listen or watch. At Related Note Pod on all of our socials, on everywhere you can listen or watch for things. And yeah.
Until we yap again.
Bye.